we are at the mid feast, midway between the beginning of the Feast of Pascha and the beginning of the Feast of Pentecost. We read the scripture this morning from John chapter 7, where it said it was the mid feast that Jesus was there teaching in the temple. That feast is not the same feast that we're celebrating now today, but it was the feast of in gathering at the end of the harvest time, where Jesus taught in the temple in the passage we read this morning. But the point is the same, that Jesus is the one whom we honor in these feasts. And in the middle of the feast of the ingathering, where we read this morning, Jesus begins to teach in the temple. Well, in that particular feast where Jesus was speaking, at the end of that feast, the priest would take a golden pitcher from the altar, and he would go down to the sheep's gate and a pool down there. And that was down in the southern part of the temple area in Jerusalem. And he would get some water from that pool. And then the people would sing several psalms, the Hillel psalms, as they came and processed back up from the pool to the temple. And they'd be carrying palm branches, they'd be carrying the different kinds of things, that branches and all, that they would use for for celebrating this feast, which was an agricultural feast of harvest, but it was also called the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. And that's because during the time when they were in exile, or were taken from Egypt and then went into the desert, they lived in these booths. You know, remember, they would move from one place to another during those 40 years in the desert. And this feast, this agricultural feast of ingathering, but this historical feast, which is called the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths, was a feast in which they remembered how God had led them out of Egypt into the Promised Land. But during those 40 years, they wandered, and they lived in these little booths. So Jesus, when they are about to bring the water from this pool all the way up into the temple area and then go around the altar three times, or seven times, they went around the altar seven times, just in remembrance of how, when they came into the Promised Land, remember Joshua led the people around the city of Jericho seven times, and then the walls fell down. Well, they did that same kind of thing seven times. But as they're coming up, Jesus, if we had read the whole passage there in John chapter 7, he said, "I am the water. Anyone who thirsts, if he comes to me, he will be satisfied and filled." And it's interesting, because it was as they're bringing the water up that Jesus said this. Jesus is the one who is the fulfillment of all the feasts and festivals of the Old Testament. And we celebrate that this morning as we come, we're halfway through Pascha, that he died, he rose again. And then we come up into the season of Pentecost, where Jesus has ascended. We're going to celebrate that next week. Jesus ascends into heaven. But he sends the Spirit, and it's the Spirit that gives us life. The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father, it's the Spirit of God that gives us life. And Jesus is the one who is the fulfillment of all this. The Father sent the Son, and the Son came, and no one knows the Father except him who knows the Son. It's through the Son that we know the Father. But the Son has ascended, and now the Spirit ministers to us the presence of Jesus. You know, it reminds me of how we celebrate the Eucharist. And we say, well, this isn't just a remembrance. This isn't just a representation of Jesus in the bread and the wine. But this becomes for us the body and blood of Christ. And that is wholly tied to the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus present to us, and it's the Holy Spirit, it's through the work of the Holy Spirit, that we don't only see and see a representation of Jesus, but we are united with him in the Eucharist. We participate with him in the Eucharist. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So it's not just Jesus, but it's the Spirit. So we come to the mid-feast now. Jesus has done his great work, and we look forward to the coming of the Holy Spirit when that work will be applied to us so that we can be united fully to him in his love and grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.